The band is back together. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, January 7th, 2021. This update is sponsored by IndieWrestling.us. Results from NXT, MLW, and New Japan's New Year Dash shows are straight ahead in this update. But first,
AEW.
Let's unpack the end of last night's AEW Dynamite, where the Kenny Omega Impact Wrestling saga turned into a full-fledged North American Bullet Club reunion. Omega did beat Rey Fénix to retain his AEW title in the main event. He then revealed Eddie Kingston, The Butcher, and The Blade had attacked Penta El Zero M and Pac backstage. Omega vowed to end Fénix right there, but Jon Moxley came to the rescue, armed with a barbed wire baseball bat. Mox got a few shots in on Omega before Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows, the Impact Wrestling Tag Team Champions, showed up to save Kenny. Their attack on Moxley eventually drew some of the wrestlers at ringside to get involved, but they were not much help. Finally, the Young Bucks came out, but they ended up helping Omega. The final shot of the broadcast was the Bucks reluctantly joining Omega, Anderson, and Gallows in a two-sweet. The Bucks opened the show teaming with SCU to beat the Hybrid 2 and the Acclaimed. After the match, Christopher Daniels made it clear that SCU is aiming for the Bucks tag titles. Also last night, Cody Rhodes had Snoop Dogg in his corner as he beat Matt Sydal. Serpentico and Luther tried to jump Rhodes and Sydal after the match, but that did not go the way they planned. They were turned away, and Snoop dropped a top rope splash on Serpentico. Hikaru Shida beat Abaddon to hold on to the AEW Women's title, and Wardlow hit the F10 and beat Jake Hager. The two exchanged a mutual respect fist bump after the match. Chuck Taylor said Trent will be out of action for 4 to 5 months with a torn pec. Taylor will face Miro next week, and if Chuck loses, he has to be Miro's young boy. Also added to next week's show, Serena Deeb defending the NWA Women's title against Tay Conti, and Eddie Kingston versus Pac.
WWE.
Finn Balor is still the NXT champion. He beat Kyle O'Reilly via submission on last night's NXT. Raquel Gonzalez beat Rhea Ripley in their last woman standing match after Gonzalez chokeslammed Ripley through the entrance stage. Karrion Kross beat Damian Priest, and Santos Escobar retained his Cruiserweight title against Gran Metalik. The Fight Pit match between Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher was pulled from last night's show due to an injury to Thatcher. Also, the next NXT TakeOver special on the WWE Network will be on Valentine's Day, Sunday, February 14th. The Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic begins next week with a pair of first-round matches, Adam Cole and Roderick Strong versus Breezango, and the Grizzled Young Veterans versus Ever-Rise. NXT also announced the first-ever Women's Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic is coming soon. The only title change on Wednesday's shows was the MLW World Middleweight Championship. Leo Rush dethroned Myron Reed. MLW's Court Bauer says the league is in talks with at least two major networks about expanding its programming.
A lot can happen. We'll see where these conversations take us, but taking means is our thing right now, and to have the other side of the table or the other side of the screen engage the level we're seeing is very important to us.
That's Bauer speaking with Fightful's Sean Ross Sapp.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New title challengers coming into focus at New Japan's New Year Dash show on Wednesday. The main event multi-man tag setting up Never Champ Shingo Takagi versus Hiroshi Tanahashi, and Hiromu Takahashi defending his junior heavyweight title against Sho. On the undercard, El Phantasmo pinned Yoshinobu Kanemaru after a suspiciously powerful superkick. That puts ELP and Taiji Ishimori in line for a shot at the junior tag titles held by Kanemaru and El Desperado. The Empire laid waste to Hiroyoshi Tenzan to the point that he was stretchered out of the arena. Kazuchika Okada now has his sights set on Evil. As for Jay White, he was pinned by Tomohiro Ishii as Chaos beat Bullet Club in a 10-man tag main event. White was carried to the back, but there was no further follow-up to his post-Wrestle Kingdom comments that he's, quote, done in New Japan. Finally, Ring of Honor announcing that Amy Rose has re-signed with the company. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, January 7th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please subscribe, rate, and review. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening. This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.